It doesn't rise to the level of the Watergate break-in, but the Washington State Patrol today released surveillance video of a recent burglary in Governor Jay Inslee's office. Instead of political skullduggery, this appears to be a crime of opportunity. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins breaks down the video.
Here's the image, a wide-eye view of the lobby of Governor Inslee's office. It's a Sunday evening around 7 o'clock.
Okay, here we go.
Bob Calkins with the State Patrol narrates as two women walk into view of the camera. One picks up a felt State Patrol ceremonial hat.
So she takes the hat, puts the hat on her head.
Backwards. The second woman appears to be holding a Squaxin Island tribal blanket swiped from the governor's private office. A State Patrol cadet discovered the weekend burglary when he came to work and noticed the trooper hat missing from his desk. He reviewed the video. The suspects have since been arrested and the stolen items recovered. Calkins says the break-in left even the State Patrol asking, how could this happen?
I think it's obvious there was no alarm in place. Certainly those discussions are going on now. One of the challenges, though, with alarms is, you know, what would be the benefit in terms of possible false alarms?
So how did the women get in? They apparently boosted themselves onto a second-floor balcony and got in through an unlocked door or window. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.